Welcome to Brandwidth On Demand, your guide to rebooting radio.
Somebody put a flame under the 50,000-watt blowtorch of the Midwest! And now, coming to you live from that place we call Chicago, from high atop the downtown Potbellies. That's really it for a individual. WLS presents still another broadcast in the never-ending story.
Microphone working?
I certainly hope so. John Rickards, Land Doctor, and his job, asking the musical question.
Is it going to be all right?
Well, you know, I really don't know.
It's going to be all right!
Oh, you bet!
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest's jockey now.
Now your guides through the Mediamorphosis. Noted communications second-generation broadcaster and media strategist David Martin and author of the book Brandwidth, media branding coach Kipper McGee.
Thanks for joining us for Brandwidth On Demand, the only podcast committed to helping you create great radio, presented episodes of 15 minutes or less.
This time, someone who's been using Brandwidth for decades, from his favorite 50,000-watt blowtorch to his own rock and roll band and big events, and he even took his show to Facebook while working for a PD who thought they could win the PPM battle if everybody only read liner cards. Now he sums it all up with a new and updated edition of his book, just in time for his induction into the National Radio Hall of Fame.
John Rickards Landecker is a bona fide radio star, soon to be inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame, and deservedly so. Perhaps best known for his trademark, Rickards Truly Is My Middle Name. By the way, that's the name of his book, entering its second printing now, with an updated Hall of Fame edition. He started in small market Michigan radio. He quickly ascended to major markets, including Philly and Chicago, where he famously held court at the legendary Big 89 WLS, where he was part of a lineup of such radio luminaries as Larry Luchak, Tommy Edwards, Fred Winston, and Dick Biondi, to name a few. John's famous benchmark bits, including Boogie Check, Americana Panorama, and Press My Conference, fill lots of radio geek air check collections, including mine. Next came stints at other Chicago stations, including WJMK, Magic 104, and his weekend show, Into the 70s. Brandwidth On Demand is especially honored and proud to welcome Hall of Famer John Rickards Landecker.
Thank you very much for that overly complimentary introduction.
Oh, gosh. Not at all. You are so shy.
Oh, yeah. I know. What can I say?
Yeah. So we believe you already. Rickards Truly Is Your Middle Name. I know. I've seen the license. Now that you got a new Hall of Fame edition of the book coming out, what should we look for?
One of the things that I think radio people will get a kick out of is the headphone timeline.
Okay.
Which is, I was looking over some old pictures and found a shot of me in the control room at the control board of WILS in Lansing, Michigan, when I was in college.
Okay.
And remember those really old plastic, I guess they were brush, is that the right word, headsets?
Yep.
They were like tiny plastic headpieces. And then I looked at some other pictures as time went on, and the headphones changed, depending on what station it was and what year it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I told Rick, we should have a headphone timeline. I've never seen a headphone timeline before.
Nope.
So it starts out on these brush headphones at WILS, and then ends on the set of Transparent at Paramount Studios. And I have a headset on listening to the audio of a scene that's being shot. And then everything in between, you know, those huge, gigantic, heavy headphones that were such a cost. KOSS.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Everybody had these gigantic headsets for a while. Then it went over to those Sony MDRs or whatever they are. They're black that a lot of people have now. There were Sennheisers in there. Mm-hmm. It's a little different way of looking at the history of radio, at least my radio arc.
Great idea. From.
So, John, I know that you've had the chance to work with some great programmers, among them my all-time hero, John Guerin, back at WLS. And I know from talking to you and reading your book that there have been a number that were not so good. So for you, what makes a good PD really great?
Well, Kipper, I'm going to include you in the good one category because you were in charge of WLS as a talk station when I was there for a while. And you handled me and the other people on the station the same way that John handled me and everybody else at the station back in the 70s. And it's pretty simple. The program director or whoever it is appreciates the people that are on the air, and that person who is the program director feels that it is their job to facilitate whatever those people bring to the table and present what they bring along with what the station brings into a final package, combining the personality and the music. I mean, nobody's ever going to say that WLS in the 70s was a adventurous, eclectic music station, but it was an unbelievable personality. So it took somebody like John Guerin to realize both ends of the spectrum, if you will. On the other hand, there are programmers who want to take radio stations and stamp them with their identity. There are programmers who recognize their talent and combine it with their concept for the station. And then there are others who have their own concept, and that's what they want to promote. And then there are idiots who are just totalitarian dictator types. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that people in any kind of business have bosses who run that spectrum.
Sure. Well, John, what tips then, John, would you give a young broadcaster about hiring their next boss?
When I started out, first of all, if you're starting out fresh, you work for anybody. Your point in the beginning is to just get a job in the business. And that could be a classical station, a country station, as an intern. I don't think at the very beginning you have the luxury of trying to define or look for a boss. I think at that particular point, you're looking for a job. And I know when I was in high school and I wanted to get into radio, I was willing to do anything. And I went out to a local radio station and did Sunday night classical music show, if you can believe that. I did traffic, not traffic on the expressways, but logging commercials.
Wow.
On the log.
Wow.
Yeah. I did remotes from Bargain Days in downtown Ann Arbor. I was on the air once from 7 in the morning until 7 at night. Anything. Because I think that the great majority of people who are in radio are really, really, really good people. And I think that if you're a young person and you go into a place and they say that you can come in, just that fact, you can come in the door and do something here, then I think you found a boss who has a bit of empathy for your position, probably recognizes that they were in the same place at one point. And, you know, if they open the door, then right away you've got somebody, I think, who you should at least give a chance. And then find out how things go afterwards. Because, you know, everybody who's been in the business or anybody that's in anything will have their ups and downs. And they're good people and they're not so good people. And to find out whether or not it's your calling or not. I know some people, kids who got into it, and then all of a sudden they were asked to move. And it was like, oh, no, I'm not going to move. Well, if you're not going to move to the next opportunity, this probably isn't for you. I mean, I haven't done a ton of moving, but I moved across the state of Michigan and then moved to Philadelphia and then moved to Chicago and then moved to Toronto and then moved to Cleveland and then back to Chicago. That's not an awful lot of moving. There were multiple stations in Chicago. I worked at WLS multiple times. And I'm also out here in Michigan City, Indiana, which is just an hour outside of Chicago. And I've worked for two stations here. One's an AM and one's an FM. And I remember back in the 70s, WLS would do market research and they did zip code research. And the northwest part of Indiana, where I am right now, was one of the hottest WLS zip code areas. And let me tell you, That is absolutely the truth. The recognition level over here of my name and all of that stuff is astounding. It's higher than any other place I've ever been, of people of a certain era, of a certain age. Mm-hmm. So moving is probably part of it, going to small markets, doing whatever you need to do. I don't know if patients have interns the way they used to a few years ago, but that's an unbelievably great way to go. The way I went is the way that I recommend it. If you're really interested in getting into radio, what you do is you go to college.
College?
First.
Why?
That's going to give you some sort of general background into what the world's about in different subjects. Because the more you know and bring to the radio job, the better it is.
Some things are... Turn up the bird. Come on. Oh, some things never change. Give me reverb or give me death. There we go. WLS Music Radio. Hi, I'm John Landecker. Records Julie is my middle name.
Our guest today, Hall of Famer John Records Landecker. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe and rate Brandwidth On Demand on Google Play, in the iTunes Store, or wherever you get your podcasts. Your feedback helps others discover great guests like NRG Media's COO Chuck Ducote, KXNT Vegas Morning Dynamo Heidi Harris, and so many other leaders who are always on Brandwidth On Demand.
Somebody you'd like to hear from? Let us know. Just email show@brandwidthondemand.com.
And if you have questions or a comment about anything radio related, feel free to sound off. Give us a call, 802-489-7739. Coming up next, John Landecker reflects on things that work so well for radio, we just stopped doing them.
Brandwidth On Demand. Great booting radio.
The radio geek's favorite publisher, Eckhart's Press, has a few new titles worthy of your consideration. The Hall of Fame edition of Records Truly Is My Middle Name by John Records Landecker. Doing the Cruise by legendary rock jock Mitch Michaels. And Turn It Up, American Radio Tales, 1946 to 1996 by Bob Shannon. Don't forget Kipper McGee's original Brandwidth book, the foundation for this podcast. Eckhartspress.com.
Stuff that works so well, we stop doing it. Brandwidth On Demand.
Our guest today, radio star and Hall of Famer John Records Landecker. John, if you would, things that work so well, radio just stopped doing them. What comes to mind?
Fun, teamwork, enthusiasm, individuality.
You talked before about the atmosphere at WLS with talent. Is it me, John, or are there fewer freaks and crazy people in radio today?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that part. I do know that, the family that plays together stays together. Or I don't know if other radio stations can approach the level of fun that we had at WLS in the heyday. And that also applied to engineers, promotions, John in programming, our general manager, Marty Greenberg. We worked together and we played together. And the air staff really played together. I mean, we would show up on each other's shows. We'd spend weekends at each other's homes. We'd go out to dinner. I saw those people all the time. I don't care who you were coming into town, there was no way you were going to beat us. Just no way, because we wouldn't allow it. Because we had each other's back, there was no rampant ego on display. That person would have been run out of town. We all had support with one another. We're from the engineering department, as I mentioned earlier. But listen, I'm telling you, I think a great deal of the reason that my show was successful at WLS is because of the people I had running the board. Because when I had people on the board that I knew and had a relationship with, I could relax and have a really good time. Mm-hmm. And they changed every hour because of the union then. And if I had somebody on who wasn't into it and was just, there to fill the time and do his union thing, at least in my own mind, I was having a bit of difficulty getting into the show. And when I saw somebody I knew sit down, I knew that the possibility of what was going to happen in the next hour was really going to be good, because we were a team. Mm-hmm. And they got the levels right. And if I wanted to fire off whatever I wanted to fire off, they'd be right on top of it. And I did have that for a while at CFTR in Toronto in the mornings with a guy named Henry Van Hogen, who was an exceptional board op. But those people hadn't been there, I don't know what would have happened. So I think the environment and the teamwork shows up on the air, you know? I don't think any of that, obviously, is something that can be accomplished through voice tracking. And quite frankly, to be honest, I did a syndicated show for a while. I thought it would be interesting to find out how that worked, and I didn't like it in the long run. I was treated well and all that. I just mean the process of voice tracking and being so generic that it could be played back at any time. It was work. It wasn't really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So having worked in the majors and now back in the smaller market, what's the difference?
Being at the little radio stations in Michigan City is fun. It's not work. I still think that the reasons I got into radio are still there. You just sort of have to find them.
Our thanks to Radio Hall of Famer John Records Landecker.
And thanks for the support from Eckhart's Press, where Rick, Dave, and the gang are getting ready to release the new Hall of Fame edition for Records Truly Is My Middle Name, along with the original Brandwith book and some other cool radio stuff. Thanks also to Catherine Kelly for producing, and thank you for listening, telling a friend, and rating us wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
That's a wrap, Kipper. What is your side hustle? If you don't have one, well, perhaps you should. We'll talk about it in this week's 1 Minute Martinizing. It's in the show notes at brandwithondemand.com. I'm Dave Martin.
And I'm Kipper McGee. May all your brandwidth be wide.
Reuse or redistribution of Brandwidth on Demand without the express written consent of the producers is greatly appreciated. While you're at it, if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe and rate us in the iTunes Store or wherever you get your podcast. Your feedback helps others discover Brandwidth on Demand.
Not your average quarter hour.
Dave Martin and Kipper McGee. Brandwidth on Demand.